He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. You can camp upon his doorstep and he'll make you feel at home. You can run and hunt and ramble anywhere you care to roam. He will let you take his honey and pretend he's not so smart. But don't you harm the trees, for he's a ranger in his heart. Smokey the Bear,
Smokey the Bear,
prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. If you've ever seen the forest when a fire was running wild, and you love the things within it like a mother loves her child, then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do. Smokey the Bear,
Smokey the Bear,
prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Well, boys and girls, here's the song.
Don't let the scary music scare you. Don't be afraid. Everything's fine here at WBAI, where it's 12:03 in the morning, and our next scheduled program will be Earthwatch with Robert Knight. By the way, that was from the CD You're Always Our Pal, ahem, by Gene Autry. And be sure to go out and get that right away now at 12:03 in the morning. As I said, Robert Knight is here, and you'll be hearing him directly. Please do stay tuned.
Well, greetings, everyone, to the hopefully not ultimate edition of Earthwatch. My name is Robert Knight, and it's much ado. A bit of history, a bit of future, a bit of me, a bit of you. I hope you'll be brave and strong and stay tuned tonight. It's a good night. Some eclipse coming up. We'll have news about that. About that proton storm on the hot tin roof of planet Earth. We'll be looking at some history, some prospects, and some recent amazing events. So I thought there would be no better way to move into that with a bolero and a kleiner Feist music on Earthwatch. I'm Robert Knight. You awake now? What's a little drama without a little drama? This is Earthwatch on WBAI New York. My name is Robert Knight, and that was Ravel's Bolero, performed by the Orchestre du Capitole de Toulouse, directed by Michel Plasson. And let us now begin this universal exploration called Earthwatch.
The bell for freedom still rings. Sorrow to me, but does it ring to know the bell of freedom still rings? The hammer for justice still pounds. The hammer for justice still pounds. Heavy is the beating sound. Hammer for justice that comes. When will the world stop and listen? When will we all stop and see? He looks upon us with a frown to know that millions of babies still starve. Millions of babies still starve. We can't have the biggest heart if millions of babies still starve. And the innocent ones still die. Someone still die. We can't value life too high if the innocent ones still die. When will the world stop and listen? When will we all stop and see? Has the world gone blind? The light of truth we won't let shine. As long as there's life, there's still a day. As long as there's life, there's still a day. And I know that we can find our way. For as long as there's life, there's still a day.
This is Earthwatch on WBAI in New York. Stephen Morris there. My name's Robert Knight. It's kind of fulfilling to be here. I've not been doing some of the things I used to do for reasons beyond my control. Huh. Wonder what that means. Thank you.
my heart feels so black? Why does my soul feel so black? Why does my heart
on WBAI New York, Robert Knight here. And tonight we're going to be exploring some history, some current events, and some celestial events. There has been an amazing round of anomalistic activities on the sun, raining down upon this planet like hail on a tin roof. Protons and highly energetic particles from what may be the largest recorded solar flare in space measurement history. A little while we'll have Steve Cates about that, and we'll have something to say about other events as well. But there are two things happening in our celestial environment that may help set the tone for tonight's program. And one of them is the unwelcome brightness of the shotgun effect of energetic solar particles to the planet Earth. The disturbance of the magnetic field that, if there is any indication that a brain is a transducer, may account for some of the crazy behavior we have seen recently. So, the geomagnetic field is in flux, absorbing energy from blurtations of the sun. We'll have a brief bulletin on that from Steve Cage shortly. But there is another thing. There's one thing happening in the brightness of the sun and another thing in the darkness of the night this Saturday, a special day. We will watch our soul go dark as the moon hits the shadow of the earth, metaphorically reminding us of how much a world of darkness we live in. A place of dark emotions and hidden feelings. Oh yeah, all of that's going on too. This is Earthwatch. You know, every time I announce something about Tulia, I don't end up on the next program I planned. Is this 2001 or what? Anyway, the moon is slipping into darkness. This is Earthwatch.
Lunar Eclipse, presented by Science at NASA. On Saturday, November 8th, the full moon will glide through our planet's shadow and turn a delightful shade of sunset red. Step outside on a sunny day, look down, and examine your shadow. It's dark in the middle, pale and fuzzy around the edges, and it always points away from the sun. Although we seldom see it, Earth has a shadow too, much like your own. Dark inside, pale outside, pointing away from the sun. Way away. Earth's shadow stretches almost a million miles into space, far enough to reach the moon. On Saturday, November 8th, the full moon will glide through our planet's shadow. Observers on every continent except Australia can see the event, which astronomers call a lunar eclipse. Sky watchers will first notice a shadowy darkness creeping over the moon's northeastern limb at 23:32 Universal Time on November 8th. Watching Earth's shadow sweep across the moon's terrain is fun. Best of all, though, is totality, when the entire moon is covered in shadow. Totality begins at 0106 Universal Time on November 9th and lasts for 25 minutes. Note, the table below converts Universal Time to U.S. Standard Time Zones. The totally eclipsed moon won't be totally dark, and that's what makes totality delightful. Earth's atmosphere bends sunlight into our planet's shadow and onto the moon. The sunlight is reddened as it travels a great distance through our dusty atmosphere, and so the moon looks red. Sunsets on Earth look red for the same reason. This is the second lunar eclipse of 2003. Observers of the first one in May might remember that the moon was nearly invisible during totality. This eclipse will be different. During totality on November 8th and 9th, the moon will remain relatively bright, and there will be a pleasing gradient of color across the face of the moon, pearly white on one side, crimson red on the other. Why the difference? It has to do with the structure of Earth's shadow and where the moon glides through it. Our planet's shadow is shaped like a cone with two parts. The umbra on the inside is dark, while the penumbra on the outside is pale. Remember your personal shadow? It has these parts too. The umbra is where the sun's light is completely blocked. The penumbra, that pale fringe around the umbra, is where the sun's light is only partially blocked. Lunar eclipses are considered total when the moon passes completely into Earth's umbral shadow. In May 2003, the moon passed close to the middle of the umbra. The eclipse was therefore long, 52 minutes of totality, and dark. In November 2003, the moon will merely skim the umbra, producing an eclipse that's shorter, 25 minutes of totality, and brighter. The total phase on November 9th lasts from 0106 Universal Time until 0131 Universal Time. Then Earth's shadow will begin to recede, and by 0304 UT, it will all be over, the shadow gone, the glaring full moon back to normal. People in Europe and Western Africa will be able to watch the entire eclipse. For them, it occurs while the moon is high in the night sky. North Americans near the Atlantic Ocean will also have a splendid view. North Americans on the Pacific side of the continent, however, are going to see just the last half of the event. The first half happens before moonrise. Even half an eclipse is worth watching, though. And just in case you're wondering what this lunar eclipse might look like from the moon, read the short science fiction story, Lunar Eclipse 2105, from Science at NASA. For more information about this eclipse and others, please visit NASA's Eclipse homepage. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA.
whirl of darkness. I can't see no light. No satisfaction in me. No fear in sight. I'm a lonely man. Just half a man. I need this baby. And I feel like crying. I'm in a world of darkness. I'm all alone, baby. What you took to love? Why'd you take your love? Why'd you take your love, baby? Away from me, yeah. I feel like crying.
Well, this is Earthwatch on WBAI in New York. My name is Robert Knight. I have been absent for completely pursued reasons from Wake Up Call in recent days, and I'm not even sure what my state is. I was disappeared from the program by the program director during the course of the marathon. In fact, I was removed as anchor of Wake Up Call by the program director during a conversation in which I lodged a polite complaint about being repeatedly back-channeled in planning for marathon events and for the program. A complaint that was met with laughter and a click, and the announcement that I would be removed for the remainder of the marathon. My status at this time remains uncertain. I have differences with the assessments that are being made by the former host of that morning program. In fact, I was assured by management that a pre-existing plan prior to the marathon to have me removed as anchor and for the program director to take over would be held in abeyance. An assurance that was not fulfilled. The uncertainty and the question that poses to my professional career requires me to explain in the most efficient way possible and dignified way possible that I am not AWOL. I was removed. And I came under various criticisms, which will be litigated, argued, resolved, negotiated, or whatever in other channels. But I think it is significant that one criticism that was made of me was that all I play is white music, or white American music, which I thought was inaccurate. The odd thing is that prior to the marathon, I offered management my resignation as host, if that would be for the better good of the program and the station. That was not accepted, and neither were the assurances fulfilled. But I believe that we have a wise and principled manager, and that we are attempting to work our way through a perplexing set of circumstances, which, in light of the foregoing, might cast some new light on this public broadcast, a recording of WBAI's air on the morning of October 27th at about 8:59 a.m.
My name is Bernard White. I've been sitting in for Robert Knight. And please continue to call. And as always, until next time, stay strong and pay close attention.
It's a city in progress.
Coming up next is Democracy Now!
Have gun will travel, reach the card of a man. A knight without armor in a savage land. His fast gun for hire heeds the calling wind. A soldier of fortune is the man called Paladin. Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home. He travels on to wherever he must. A chestnut of silver is his badge of trust. There are campfire legends that the plainsmen spin. Of the man with the gun, of the man called Paladin. Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home.
I've been sitting in for Robert Knight, and please continue to call. And as always, until next time, stay strong and pay close attention.
It's a city in progress.
Coming up next is Democracy Now!
This is Earth Watch on WBAI New York. And in the course of fiddling with the morning while the marathon is burning, some thoughts occurred to me that the mission of this station is to explore all cultures in an inclusive way that enhances the understanding of conflict and resolution thereof. And I regret how mistaken I was in belief in creativity in integrating music as if there is such a thing as white music or even white American music, all of us being ultimately African. I never thought I'd have to stop and point out, listening to rock and roll, we're listening to James Brown, Little Richard, and even more ancient structures. Or when listening to so-called classical music, we're listening to African composers more often than we know. And what I thought was a metaphorical inclusion was deemed by some inappropriate. Which is really funny because, composed of what I did was not even merely American. This from a concert of major proportions held for the benefit of the children of Liberia, including a group of operatic performers. So I guess that's kind of white, maybe. But there were people from all over the world there doing some good for the children who learned weapons before they did arithmetic. A subject we reported in great depth here, and also was seen on TV, Il Noble. And we sought to advance certain frontiers of the adventure of listening to the radio. And when I listen to Italian people and European people and African people, Asian people singing together for the benefit of African children, I don't know which part of this is white.
Già, non ci vorrebbe poi tanto imparare ad amare di più.
Se bastasse una vera canzone per convincere gli altri, si potrebbe chiamarla per nome. Dice solo in tanti, fosse così. Dovrebbe lottare per farsi sentire di più.
Se bastasse una buona canzone a far dare una mano, si potrebbe trovarla senza andare lontano. Bastasse già. Ci sarebbe bisogno
which part was white? Was it the African gospel chorus?
I'm not clear on this.
Here's more for the children of Liberia.